It's Wednesday, December the 16th, and you're tuned in to the TNIB podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world. We have a lot for you this week, so I figure we'll just jump right into it. But first, a bit of housekeeping. TNIB Awards are happening at the end of this month.
Yep.
If you've been an avid listener, you know what that is.
More specifically, next week. No. 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
I thought it was later than it was.
Jeez, man.
My bad.
What? You finished school and suddenly...
Yeah, now it's over. Game over.
You don't have to care about time anymore?
Exactly. Time's garbage.
Yeah, okay.
Did you know time's just a construct made by the man to keep you down?
Nah, physics would say otherwise. Time has always been there.
Time's relative, dog.
Bro, time is beginning and end. Which there is none of.
Oh, shit.
Actually, that's false. There's a beginning. No end.
What about the inevitable heat death of the universe?
No.
Damn.
I'm going no. Anyways, yes, TNIB Awards. So, check the Facebook page. We have the awards listings up there. If you want to send in your submissions, feel free to at all the regular places. Just check out the pin post at Facebook's Three Nerds in a Basement for all the details. Also, this week is the very... very, very, very highly anticipated crowning of TNIB's video game expert
of the year.
Yes, whereby me and Anthony have cast our predictions for the video game award winners, and whoever got the most right is the winner.
I think I lost.
But before we do that, we always start with a question to chew on, because we got one of those.
We do.
So I believe it's from Paul Chew. It would be weird if it wasn't.
Yeah, if someone like impersonating him?
Yeah. Someone should do that.
His wife takes over the Facebook account?
Yeah, that'd be hilarious. Or would it? I don't know. I think it'll be fine. Anyways, Paul Chew writes in, what would you say are perfect series finales for a TV show or anime? Please give your examples. For the purposes of this question, we don't need them to be objectively perfect shows, but rather perfect endings to their shows. Before I answer this, because I had thought of ideas, but he says perfect series finales, and that implies that more than one season.
Okay.
And a lot of my original answers were only one season. So I don't think I can use those anymore.
I only have one that comes to mind, and it's Breaking Bad. That's a boring answer.
Why is that a boring answer?
Because everyone knows that show. Everyone knows it's good.
That's true. Well, what do you need a hipster answer?
Like... No, I'm just like trying to think of other things, like something that might be like not obvious, I guess, or like, oh, like this was so good, you should check this out, type of thing.
Oh, I got the answer to like the opposite of this question. Like, what was the perfect show with the worst ending?
Oh, is it the G of T?
It is the G of T.
Okay.
Is the mother of dragons? Is the mother of worst endings? I really liked the ending to Code Geass.
That's a good ending. That's a really good ending.
That's a perfect ending. It ended the way it should have ended.
All according to Keikaku.
Yes. The only problem with that series is they just couldn't let it die. I heard there's a third Code Geass anime coming out this year.
Third season coming out this year?
Jesus. Like, what? Just let it go. Like...
But there's money to be made.
I know.
The commodification of all things, Vince.
I know.
We need to turn everything into dollars.
I know. Yeah, no, I don't really got answers for this one. I think I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously the perfect ending for a game. Metal Gear.
Are you sure it's ended?
Huh?
Are you sure it ended?
I think if you go into the pachinko lore, then maybe.
Because I'm pretty sure V kind of almost got somewhere and then stopped.
Well, because it's the middle game. It's the middle in the timeline.
And now we'll never
Metal
know.
Metal Gear Solid 4 is the end.
That is so sad. That's how that series ended.
Metal Gear Solid 4 is the end.
No, it's not.
And then they fight on top of the tanker.
Nah.
And they shut down the Patriots, dog.
Nah, that's what should have been the end.
The end of Metal Gear Solid 3.
But Kojima... couldn't help himself.
Fight the boss.
Couldn't help himself. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about series finales. There's a bunch of things that are like, here's a game, here's a single season of a show. Like, what was a good ender?
Yeah.
But series finale is really hard because I honestly don't stick with a lot of shows for the whole series.
Yeah, and it's weird because, like, it's a good question, though, because shows inevitably evolve and change dramatically throughout their run.
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking about the shows that I've, like, watched, and, like, season 5 is definitely not the show I fell in love with in season 1.
Mm-hmm.
So, for most instances. So, like, I can't really think of anything off the top of my head.
What about... I guess, yeah, Kill la Kill's 1 season.
Yeah. It sure is.
Gurren Lagann's 1 season.
You know, I thought Friends had a good series finale.
What?
That show was like 10 seasons, no?
The Sopranos.
Sure.
Or it fades. I never watched that show, so I don't know.
I thought Lost had a controversial ending. I don't know if I loved it, though.
I only got through a season and a half of Lost.
I gotta watch that shit again. I gotta go through it.
This F1 year. Series finale.
The series finale?
Fucking boring.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Sorry, Paul. I was not prepared for this. And I think I'm also a bad person to ask because I don't get through a lot of series.
Okay. Fair enough. Fatty enough. Fatty, fatty, fatty. Okay, cool. Well, thanks for writing in, Paul. We appreciate the question.
Yeah, we do.
So, let us get into the main topic here. Video Game Expert 2020. The game trailers... No, the Video Game Awards...
GameTrailers.com presents...
The Video Game Awards happened. There were tons of game trailers. And there were also lots of awards and nominees. If you listened to our episode 2 weeks ago, Anthony and I went through our list of nominees, and I'm looking at it right now, and based off what I don't know, I'm pretty sure both of us did very bad.
Yeah, I think there was one game specifically that did very well that I think you're going to talk about in your week.
Probably.
And I don't know if either of us think it's that good, so maybe we did not vote for it.
We will get there. We will get there. So, yeah, let's just kick it off. I mean, we have our list of categories.
Yeah.
And
best esports team.
Okay.
The Last of Us 2.
Yes. So, again, I think the rules are, like, whoever has the most right at the end, game of the year is worth double.
Yeah.
Not that any of us got it.
Gross. I can't tell if we're out of touch or if they're out of touch.
Yes. So,
what was the first one? What was the first
best esports game? Anthony, you voted for
best esports game.
Valorant.
I did.
I voted for Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
Yeah, Call of Duty.
Guess what it was?
Is it not League of Legends?
It was League of Legends. Why is it League of Legends? That game's old as fuck.
Is League of Legends?
It was League of Legends.
I knew it.
Wait, did you get League of Legends?
No, I got Call of Duty. Oh,
shut up.
I knew it.
You didn't know it.
I knew it. Okay.
All right. Back to view category. What was the next? What's next?
Best debutante.
Debut?
You put Phasmophobia, and I picked Carrion.
Why does this website take so long to load? It's Phasmophobia.
Was it really?
It was. Wow, Phasmophobia is the winner.
I just don't believe you.
Okay, fine. Give me the point. It was Carry On. Multiplayer?
Best multiplayer. We both picked Among Us.
Again, this fucking website is loading.
I thought you could say we're both wrong.
It's Among Us.
Oh, thank God. Oh,
sweet Jesus.
Okay. Best sports.
Best sports / racing.
Anthony picked Tony Hawk, and I picked Dirt Sync.
Guess what it is?
I have no idea.
It's Tony Hawk, baby.
Seriously?
Ooh, man. We're back in it.
Best sim strategy.
Best sim strategy.
We both picked the flight simulator.
It's the flight simulator.
Okay. All right. Best Familias games.
Loading.
You picked Animal Crossing. I said Fall Guys.
I'm sorry, Vince.
Oh, no.
It's Animal Crossing, baby boy.
Ugh. Gross. Best fighting.
What did you pick?
Undernight, and you picked Grand Blue.
We're both wrong. It was Mortal Kombat 11.
Oh, God. Okay. Best role playing. You had picked Genshin Impact, and I picked The Seven.
It's The Seven.
Okay.
Gross.
Best action adventure. You picked The Last of Us Dose, and I picked Ghosts. I feel like it's Last of Us.
Best action slash adventure or just best action?
Action slash adventure.
It's The Last of Us.
Okay, yeah, I thought so. Best action. You picked Doom. I said Half-Life.
It's Hades.
Okay.
I fuck that award. What? Not what?
What?
It's Doom, dude. What was next?
Mobile. We both picked Among Us.
All right. We both picked Among Us?
Yes.
I'm going to assume best indie is after that?
Yeah.
Best mobile is Among Us.
Okay. Best indie. We both picked Hades.
It's Hades.
Okay. Best ongoing. You said Apex Legion. And I said Call of Duty.
We were both wrong for this one.
Okay.
Because I believe, I was right. It is No Man's Sky.
Get out of here.
It's for real No Man's Sky.
Get out of here.
It's not, look at the screen.
Stop bullshitting.
It's No Man's Sky is the winner.
Oh, man.
Apparently that game got good. I don't know.
All right, best performance. You said Abby from The Last of Us or Laura Bailey.
Yeah.
And I said whoever plays Miles Morales.
It's Laura Bailey.
It's Laura Bailey?
Yeah. As Abby from The Last of Us.
Okay. Best audio design. I think we both picked Doom Eternal.
Again?
Wrong.
I know what won this.
It's The Last of Us.
It's The Last of Us? And Doom got fucking robbed. Doom got robbed.
Best score music. We both picked Final Fantasy VII.
It's Final Fantasy VII.
I don't know how it couldn't be.
Yeah. That Doom soundtrack's not too
Best bad. Art direction. You picked Hades, and I picked The Ghost of Tsushima.
The Ghosts, baby. The ghosts is the winner.
The Ghosts. Best narrative, you picked 13 Sentinels on a fucking whim.
Yeah.
Wait. And you actually played The Last of Us.
Wait, hold on. Yeah, that's how bad I thought the narrative was in The Last of Us. It's not good.
I picked The Last of Us.
Hold on. It's The Last of Us, but I'm trying to find out where I am in the fucking list here. But S ongoing, impact, perform, audio designs. Wait, where's narrative in here? Am I missing it?
I don't know, but I know that it once won by The Last of Us.
It probably was.
Because The Last of Us cleaned up.
Cleaned up.
It cleaned house, some would say.
Yo, this website sucks dick. Jeff Keighley, fix your website.
Oh, you think he's sitting there making a website?
Yeah, that's what he does. He's the website guy.
No.
Where is this? Narrative, here it is. Yeah, Last of Us Part 2 is the winner.
Okay, and I think we both lost the next two. Best game direction, you said Ghost... I said Final Fantasy.
It's The Last of Us.
Okay, and the game of the year. You said, for some reason, believed in Animal Crossing.
I believe that Animal Crossing, the amount of people that played Animal Crossing and the amount of internet hype around Animal Crossing in the press and just in general.
But it's Animal Crossing.
What did you pick?
I picked Ghosts.
It's The Last of Us.
All right. I think you won.
Tally it up, baby.
Okay. Let me just sum.
Equals sum bracket.
You got 10 points.
Oh, shit. You got 27.
I got 8.
Oh!
I got 8. So you are the video game expert.
I retained it.
What do you mean? Oh. There was none last year.
What are you talking about? Because I won 2018, it transfers over to 2019.
Oh!
Yeah!
We agreed that there was none.
I think we disagreed.
No, we agreed that the video game expert was the audience.
Oh, true. Okay.
Yeah.
Who was our anime expert this year? Because we had anime expert too.
Oh right, I forget.
Was it you?
Yeah, but how did we decide that?
We went through the Crunchyroll Awards and we shit on the Crunchyroll Awards because the Crunchyroll Awards are bad. Yes. Just like this fucking Game Awards is bad.
I'm pretty sure I won that one, but not by much.
How did it win best sound design? What the fuck?
I remember. I did win that one. But we were both like, who cares? Because, like, it was completely meaningless.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, yes.
I can't believe The Last of Us won so many awards.
I can.
It's so... it's fine.
As someone who's playing this game, I can believe why they won the awards.
It's hype.
It's a game.
It's hype.
It's a game.
It is a video game.
Anyways, that's it. So congratulations to you.
Thank you.
You are the video game expert.
Please
direct all your video game questions at Anthony. Do not bug me.
I will rub this in your face for years to come.
Oh, really?
Really? This is the one that mattered, the 2020.
Oh, 2020 mattered?
That was the one that mattered.
Really? Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know, man. I just don't think so.
Okay.
With that, let's see. the Video Game Awards, of course, had the awards, but more importantly, I would say they had the hottest trailers for all the upcoming.
They did
stuff.
They had a lot. They had a lot of stuff.
So running through the list, what do we got?
We got Left 4 Dead 3, but it's not actually called Left 4 Dead.
What's this called again?
It's called Back 4 Blood, but the 4 is the number 4.
No.
Ghosts and Goblins Resurrection.
No.
There's a new Ghosts and Goblins. Vince, aren't you excited about Ghosts and Goblins?
No.
Oh, that's the one I forgot to show you guys. Returnal. It's a third-person shooter roguelike.
I knew it was a roguelike. Yeah, with a name like Returnal.
Yeah, yes. Every time you die, you return.
Yes.
But the cool thing about this is, like, it looks like it has a AAA budget. It's, like, super nice-looking, Unreal Engine-esque. It just looks really nice. And you basically play the main character from Alien.
Hmm.
What's her name?
Yeah.
I forget. But that movie everyone
Ripley?
Loves. Yeah, Ripley. You basically play Ripley. And it looks rad. It looks really cool.
Just
rad. But I would say the biggest announcements are probably these ones where, for us, Monster Hunter Rise had some new trailers. That game looks hot. Oh, baby.
Have you seen the videos that's being put on the Monster Hunter YouTube page?
No.
So they're doing weapon breakdowns? And they show you how they use all the bugs?
Oh, we gotta watch that later.
Have you, TJ, you've seen the bow, right?
Yeah.
The bow looks awesome.
Why, you're just high-flying all day?
So does the light bow gun.
Have you seen the heavy bow gun?
Yeah.
The heavy bow gun's nuts.
Yo, how do you... What?
They got mobility.
How like, does a heavy bow gun have mobility?
You ever want to close the gap and shotgun a monster in the face instantly?
Yes.
The heavy bow gun can do it now.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
You'll see.
Yeah, it's so sick. All right, we'll watch them later.
Oh, that looks so sick. But those Monster Hunter Rise trailers, they look good.
They look so Japanese.
They look hella Nihon.
Yes.
And my weeb heart cannot handle.
I hear ya.
After that, near one point whatever, got a new trailer. They're showing off that combat system. They're showing off that bullet hell style.
Yeah.
This looks like Nier. They took the original Nier and they slapped on the automata combat system and kept some of the original trappings. It looks good. I think the only thing I'm disappointed in is that it has I believe it's the replicant version main protagonist.
The Shonen Boy?
The Shonen Boy, where the person you have to save is your little sister instead of the gruff man who's seen some shit, and the girl you have to save is your daughter.
Yeah, of course it's your sister.
It's your Imoto.
I was going to say, of course.
Of course,
you anime. You want to sell some copies? Come on.
Anime. Yeah.
Come on.
I heard you like money.
Yeah.
After that, we had a Dragon Age teaser and I believe some gameplay.
Yeah.
You're more one to talk on that. Dragon Age, I tried to get into the first one, Origins. I just could not do it.
Yeah. I actually really liked third one, Inquisition.
Okay.
Was that the third one?
Or I think the third one was the one where people kept making fan art of the devil guy. He's like a horny devil guy.
Yes. Yeah, I really like Dragon Age, but it's not the BioWare series that I really care about.
Oh, what's one you really care about?
It's the one in space.
Oh, that one's garbage.
It's the
Andromeda?
Sure.
Yeah, that one's trash.
The masterful Mass Effect.
The Master Chief in Fortnite?
Yeah. No, ew, gross.
What are you talking about? That's the one you're talking about, right?
Let's just talk about there's a Mass Effect trailer, a teaser, and I was so hyped.
It just showed space yeah. And then a blue chick.
Because you ain't a fan.
It's good. It's a good.
It series. Showed the Milky Way galaxy and the Andromeda galaxy.
It's
which okay. And then it showed Liara from the original one picking up the N7 helmet, which suggests that it is somehow a sequel to both Mass Effect and Andromeda.
It's set way in the future. Shepard's dead. He has a statue.
Maybe
erected.
Maybe Shepard's back. I don't know. I'm hyped. So the big thing about this game is they brought back the original key members from the Mass Effect team.
Oh, okay.
So like that's what makes it
they
exciting.
They were like, hey, that last time we tried to make one, ooh, baby.
Yeah, so...
Didn't the doctors leave BioWare?
So the doctors leave, but I mean like the original narrative.
Okay.
Like the people who were, let's say, doing the work.
Yeah.
They're back.
Okay.
So they're back. So that's exciting. Yeah, Liara Tassoni is the one. Everyone's freaking out about myself included.
She's everyone's favorite Rule 34 character.
Absolutely.
100%.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but all jokes aside, like a new Mass Effect is a pretty big deal. So
Yeah.
Probably. I just hope it's better than Andromeda, because all the shit I saw from Andromeda was just bad.
Yeah, I'm gonna play that this weekend. So.
Oh no. After that, there was Perfect Dark. There is a new Perfect Dark. I cannot tell if it is a sequel, if it is a remake. It just says Perfect Dark.
Well, hello, and there Joanna.
There was a lightning storm over the pyramids
in a city.
Yeah. Mm. Did you know apparently that when you go see the pyramids in Egypt, you're not allowed to take a picture of the opposite direction of the pyramids?
Oh, why?
Because it's just a city. Like, the city is so close to the pyramids.
I guess they don't want to break the illusion.
Yeah, they don't want to break you to break the illusion.
Oh, it's kind of sad.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Like, you can't take a picture of the pyramids and the city in the same.
Oh. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. And then my biggest one is Crimson Desert, made by a new South Korean studio. This thing just, I think you summed it up perfectly when you said intense Dragon's Dogma.
Yeah.
You were doing, like, you're cutting people's legs out.
Yeah.
You were throwing dudes to other dudes so you can do the Dudley Brothers 3D drop. Yeah,
like, what is going on?
Like, straight up WWE rock bottom.
Yeah.
With a sword in their chest. Yeah. That kind of stuff. It looked so sick.
It does. It looks cool.
Well, I'm just worried it's going to get canceled. Because I think the last time I was this hyped on a trailer was Scalebound.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong.
And that shit got...
I think it's definitely something to be worried about, yes.
It just looks like it has so much stuff in it that they could never complete it. You're riding a dragon, you're teaming up with people to do combo moves, like, the amount of destruction that's going on castles and stuff, like, procedural damage.
Yeah.
And stuff like that, it's just like, dude.
Yeah,
dude.
I just don't know if it can live up to the hype.
Like, to the hype of Red Faction on Mars, whatever that fuck one was.
Yeah, I guess so. Ugh. But yeah, I thought it looked like Game of Thrones anime, but
yeah, it kind of does. Yeah. It kind of does. And then the last one, and probably like the biggest one, is the Game of War. Not the Game of War. It's the Sephiroth trailer.
Oh, I've already forgot about this. Yes.
Evil. And yo, Sephiroth is in Smash. They added up another sword boy.
Arguably the sword boy.
Yeah, he's got the longest sword of any sword boy.
He's got the sword, man.
He can do a lot of stuff. He stabbed Mario in the overalls. Sure he did. He can rust his sword into the wall and hang. They added another sword boy to Smash, and everyone I know who plays Smash is just like, oh fuck, I can't believe they added another sword guy to Smash. And then it's like, you're gonna buy the DLC? They're like, yeah, probably. And his final Smash looks like he just becomes Ultimate Being.
Yeah, I mean, like, who else do you think, like, this is a pretty big character to put in, like, well, I guess I don't know. Because I would say...
I think it's a pretty big character to put in for the West.
Yeah. I guess arguably, you know, I hate to say this, but the Minecraft person is probably more recognizable.
In general?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At this point.
And in Japan, probably Hero was a bigger deal from Dragon Quest than Sephiroth would be.
I don't think so. No
way. I think, yeah.
I don't know.
I think Hero from Dragon Quest is Japan's Minecraft Steve.
No.
Yeah. I'm going to stick with that one.
No, not anymore.
I'm sticking with it.
Not anymore. I don't think so. Not anymore.
No.
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 No. No. No. No. Did you see an Advent Children Dragon Quest movie?
I didn't.
I did.
Oh, unreleased.
Wow. Oh, wow.
I met up with... Wow. I knew a guy who knew a guy last time I went on the trip. I'm not allowed to talk about it, but...
Wow. Yeah, Sephiroth looks cool. But where do you go from here?
Where do you go from Sephiroth? Yeah,
where do you go from Sephiroth?
You go bottom of the barrel. Like you just go joke character. Like, I don't know, like, what you do.
How do you... Because you know this can't be the last edition.
No. Most definitely.
So, like, who could you add next?
Goku.
Right? No, but, like, you can't, right? Like, I'm just trying to think, like, who would be just as monumental to put in this game? Or not even equal, but, like...
It's Nathan Drake.
Oh, God, no. The only thing I can come up with was Master Chief. That's the only other one I could think of.
Nah, it's too late. They put him in Fortnite.
Fuck, he signed that deal.
He signed that Fortnite deal. It's too late. It's too late. Damn.
He signed up with the wrong kids.
You can't be Kratos either, because he's in Fortnite too.
Oh, no. I don't think Kratos is as big as either of them.
But no.
Yeah. Shit. Damn, that makes me sad. Oh, you know who would be?
Who?
If they put in... Who's the main character in Half-Life?
Oh, fuck.
Gordon Freeman?
Gordon Freeman?
Yeah.
He's finally in a third game. Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah, if him and Alex were in there, yeah.
Yeah, that's wild.
That would just...
It's Chell from Portal.
Oh, wow.
She just shoots portals at people.
That? She just throws cake?
Yeah.
That's her quote. That's her only voice line.
She throws that cake, if you know what I'm saying.
Wow. Wow. Okay, cool. So that was that.
Yeah, I don't know where you go from Sephiroth.
It's, yeah.
I think you just gotta go wacky. I think you gotta go, like, something Banjo-Kazooie-esque. You gotta go in the opposite direction. You're
killing me now.
I'm sorry. Listen, I don't make the rules.
No, because now you say that, Crash Bandicoot's gonna show up. I'm gonna be so pissed.
It's not even gonna be Crash. It's gonna be the girl from the new one where she has a gun.
God.
She's like an edgy teenager.
No, I don't like it. Yeah, so Sonic is in that game, right?
Yeah.
And his costumes are Metal Sonic.
Yeah. One? And Robo Sonic, I think.
Okay, but he doesn't have one for Shadow. Eh?
They put Shadow in? They put Knuckles in? Ooh. Or would they just, here's my two-tail boy?
Oh, yeah, I guess. Huh?
Miles per hour.
I guess Tails would be the logical one.
Yeah.
But everyone would want Knuckles.
Yeah, Knuckles would. You need the expansion pack for the Switch to get yeah. Knuckles.
Damn. All right, cool. There's Sephiroth in the game. I think we're all pretty cool with that.
I'm going to totally let someone else buy that and then play it at my friend's house.
Good to know. Good to know your intentions. Good to know your intentions.
And I think other than that, the only other pick I had was the Pornhub nuke.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Pornhub deleted around 60% of the content on their website.
How are you gonna do me like that?
Do you know why they deleted it?
Is this because, I think I was reading a bit of it, because they deleted everything that was unverified, right?
Yes.
And this is because of their new payment plan, or?
So it wasn't because of a new payment plan. It's because MasterCard and Visa just said you cannot use our credit cards on their website anymore. Because we don't want to be associated with a website that could possibly have illegal content.
Oh.
Illegal sexual content.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so if you are unverified, all of your videos got put into like a pending verification type state.
Yeah.
So it's technically deleted from, or it's not deleted from the server, but it's not searchable on the site. It doesn't show up on the site at all. Like, direct links don't work anymore.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And that's because the two credit card companies were like, nah, dog.
Shit. That's rough.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Damn.
The biggest porn site in the world got... Who would win? What, the biggest porn site in the world or two plastic boys? Like, it was two plastic boys, apparently.
I mean, I guess that makes sense. Like, you get to that size, like, yeah, you gotta...
Like, who do you know that owns a credit card that's not MasterCard or Visa? Right, and even if they do own like an American Express card, who do you know that doesn't also have a Visa or a MasterCard?
Yeah, that's right? True. I mean, yeah, everyone always has two at least. So,
I still don't get that. Why do you have two credit cards? Let's get the one.
Because how much you spend? That's how you get free money.
Free money.
Yeah.
You gotta. Tell me about these deals later.
You know, I just sign up for credit cards for the promos and cancel them the following year.
What?
Yeah.
That's a deal.
Because they waive the fees the first year, right?
Oh, shit. Can you, like, get the promo, then cancel it immediately?
Yes.
And then cut up the
card? I mean, there's, like, a waiting time, but yeah. It's just a lot of hassle. You gotta remember to do it.
Damn.
Ask Jake about it. There's a lot of promos he has.
It sounds like a deal. Okay. I'll ask Jake about it.
And it's always fun, just in case, you know, one doesn't work, one gets stolen.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, people just have two just for a backup. You're not necessarily using them both.
That's fair.
I mean, unless you're American, you use all five
of them. Hell yeah. I paid off my credit card with my other credit card.
Damn.
It's called infinite money.
I did that once as a poor student.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You just delayed it by a month?
Yeah, I was like, ah, shit.
That's fantastic.
I was like, whatever.
I'll just do it. Who cares?
Yeah.
Good for you, Vince.
Yep.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, boy.
I know. That was awful.
And then, yeah, those are my picks. But you had the Marvel lineup, the Disney lineup.
I completely forgot, but yes. Disney had their investors call, which they announced, I think, a total of 61 announcements.
Jesus.
Across all the properties they own.
That's insane.
I'm just going to run through a few that I hand-selected.
Yeah.
So we'll start with the Marvel side. Mm-hmm. First of all, WandaVision, we know that's coming out January 15th. There's a second trailer.
Yeah, and it's a television series? Or a Disney Plus series?
Yeah, so yeah, it's streaming for Disney Plus.
Okay.
It looks interesting. It looks weird.
Yeah, they're like trapped in a TV?
Yeah.
Are they?
They're trapped in their own mind.
Okay.
It looks like. All right. Or like their own world. I don't know. It looks all right.
Okay.
I was never really interested in this one. Falcon and the Winter Soldier got a full trailer.
That's a movie.
No, it's a television
show. Oh my God.
It's a television show.
New Captain America cannot catch a break.
Yeah, so it's a TV series. I don't think he's Captain America. He just has the shield.
Yeah, but if you have the shield, you're Captain America.
Maybe the end of the series will be the new Captain America.
And it plays the Avengers theme?
Dun, 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 dun. So here's the thing. I don't think they can do that. Because the thing with all these like TV shows, as cool as they are, is they have no bearing on the movie.
Yeah, they're probably like self-isolated things.
Yeah, like, and like, do you really think they would do the reveal of the new Captain America on the small screen?
If they really want to push Disney Plus.
No. No. I mean, who knows? If COVID never goes away and we're all doing this, I guess then fine.
Are there ever going to be movie theaters? That's movie theaters going to exist?
That's true. You got me there. The show that I'm most interested in is the Loki series.
Yeah.
I have no fucking clue what's going on here.
There's a lot of shit happening in this trailer.
Yeah, so Loki's doing stuff.
Lying his ass off. Owen Wilson's in it.
Yeah, I can't believe Owen Wilson's in the MCU now.
Owen Wilson is canon.
Yes. What? 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 I don't know. So that was the Loki trailer. Check it out. There's also a Marvel What If trailer. This one's a bit more disappointing, only in the fact that it is animated. Mm-hmm. But I guess in the context of this is the What If, you can't really get all the big budget actors to do a piece that doesn't matter.
Yeah, it looks like the Animatrix.
Yeah, it looks alright. It's okay. Hawkeye is getting his show in late fall. So look for that.
Okay.
If you like bows and arrows. And there's also going to be a new Iron Man series called Ironheart. I believe this is the one that follows the tale of... Is her name Riri?
Rihanna?
I hate to say it, but every time I saw this character, I always thought, is that just Rihanna wearing...
Oh my God.
Iron Man armor?
That's racist.
No, but like, I'm pretty sure that's her... I can't remember. Anyways, yeah, Marvel Studios. And then lastly, they had Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special for Disney Plus is due out next year. It'll appear alongside Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Okay.
So there you go. There's also a I Am Groot series. Okay. Didn't know that.
What are you going to do with...
Whatever. Black Panther 2 is still going ahead, but they will not recast Chadwick Boseman. Instead, the film, I believe, will focus around the world of T'Challa.
Interesting.
We'll see. We'll see about that. They won't recast him. They'll just replace him.
Where's my boy?
So I'm hoping Michael B. Jordan comes back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because to be honest, I think he's the real Panther.
Bring Creed in here.
Yeah, man. Like, I think he's always the coolest. And then, of course, the big news that everyone got hyped for was Marvel is doing a Fantastic Four movie. Ooh. So for all you Fantastic Four nuts out there, get hype.
Fantastic Four nuts.
Cut shit up. What? You don't like that?
No.
Why?
No.
What's wrong?
It makes it sound like you got four balls.
Why are you thinking like that?
They're all fantastic.
Why are you thinking like that? Speaking of things that might have four balls, let's move on to the Star Wars universe.
All right.
Star Wars has a whole bunch of announcements. First off, The Mandalorian, some may say, is the biggest reason to buy Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Getting two spinoff series.
Wait, what?
Yes.
The TV show is getting two spinoff series?
Yes.
Do you know what they're called? Are we just reading this on the fly?
One of them is Rangers of the New Republic, and okay. the other one's Ahsoka.
Ahsoka? What's Ahsoka?
Ahsoka is the Twi'lek.
Oh, from the animated series?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, so get forward to that. There's also a series called Star Wars The Bad Batch. This is an animated series. I believe this is based off of the clones that appeared in the Clone
Wars?
Wars animated series. I can't remember.
Okay.
Hayden Christensen is returning as Darth Vader.
Okay.
In the movie Star Wars Obi-Wan Kenobi.
All right.
And that's pretty exciting. That is pretty exciting. I believe Obi-Wan Kenobi is the movie that takes place, what, after Revenge of the Sith? But before A New Hope?
Oh.
So around somewhere like Rogue One timeline.
Okay.
Is
Donnie Yen back?
He's dead.
Oh.
He is dead, okay? He's dead. Lando is getting his own series on Disney Plus. But the big news.
Dude, I'm falling asleep with the Star Wars news.
The big news.
I'm falling asleep.
You remember Rogue Squadron?
I do.
There's a movie. It's coming.
What? Is it like Thomas the Tank Engine?
Dude,
is it like
Star Wars ships? Rogue Squadron.
Talking ships. I'm expecting a talking X-Wing.
Well, I mean, the logo has an X-Wing.
Yeah, if you go behind the Millennium Falcon, there's a secret TIE fighter.
Okay.
Well, that's what I want.
Anyways, yeah, I think that's a big one. Rogue Squadron, the movie.
What is it going to be?
Oh, flying ships.
What is it going to do?
What if it's just Top Gun in Star Wars?
In Star Wars?
Yeah.
They're playing the, like, jock cantina songs.
Yeah, but you know, it's 2020, so they're going to be female fighters.
Oh, yeah. And they're like, well, you can't handle it? Can't handle this vag? Like... Yo, my pussy's so wet, you can't even deal. And then they like high five, and then
what?
Yeah, so I imagine because Top Gun is just dick posturing the whole movie.
I mean, isn't that what being an aircraft pilot's all about?
I guess, like, yeah. So it's got to be like, yo, check out these rock hard nips. Like,
oh gosh,
I could totally care for your kid.
All right, and then just for regular Disney announcements, there's going to be a Baymax movie, as in Big Hero 6, but just Baymax. Yeah,
that sounds sick. I wish they cared about Big Hero 6 more, like, because that whole universe is awesome.
Yeah, I'm surprised that, like, I don't know if it ended up being, like, a big hit.
Yeah, it was my favorite Kingdom Hearts 3 land.
Yeah, I haven't gotten there. Raya and the Last Dragon premieres on March, blah blah blah. Yeah. I think the big surprise for me was that there's a Lightyear movie.
Yeah, Buzz.
As in Buzz Lightyear. Now, what do you think this is about?
I wonder if it's just like his, you know, like his toy lore?
Yeah.
I wonder if it's just that.
So, first of all, it's stars Chris Evans, Captain America.
Okay.
And
it's not Tim Allen?
And no, because he has confirmed this is the story that the Buzz Lightyear toy is based on.
Yeah, so I said toy lore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant the lore of the toy, not the actual thing that it's based on.
Like within the Star Wars, within the Toy Story universe,
yeah.
There is a toy backstory for Buzz that they use to sell it to kids.
Oh, so you're talking about like a fictional...
It's a fictional... It's a metafictional Toy Story thing. Like, the reason he wanted Buzz is because he saw this commercial with a fucking lore that the fake toy company set.
Okay, so that's one possibility.
Okay.
The other possibility is that it could be, like, say Lightyear was, say there's an astronaut.
Mm-hmm.
Say there's Neil Armstrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a toy, but hyped it up and made a universe around Neil Armstrong that I sold. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I'm talking about what if it's just Neil Armstrong in space?
Damn.
Yeah. They haven't really gone into details about which it is, but
okay.
It could go either way. Who knows?
All right.
Yeah, they have a lot of things. I mean, apparently Cars is still the thing. Right. It's going around. And yeah, there's a... That's it.
Hmm.
Oh, here's one. Will Smith and Chris Hemsworth will star in a series for National Geographic.
Why?
Who knows what that is, but there you go.
That's hot.
I'm glad you enjoyed that.
That's hot.
Yeah. I'm glad you
Fortnite. Enjoyed that. Oh, man. That's hot.
Okay. There is one more thing I wanted to think.
Is it spreadsheets? Because, damn, these spreadsheets.
Oh, yeah. These are my spreadsheets. These are
some clean-ass spreadsheets, my dude.
This is what I've been working on. This is my work. This is my work.
That's clean.
Let's open them up, baby.
Color-coded? Yeah. Ooh, baby. Yeah. I see you hiding where all the formulas are. I see that. I see where you're hiding those formulas.
Oh, these?
Yeah, I like how it goes from... I see how where you're going. Okay.
Don't worry about my work.
I see how it goes from E to R.
Anyways, I'm going to type something in the computer. I want you to see if you can guess.
Is this fucking Wheel of Fortune?
Let's see. What am I going...
Support Dell. SNK... movie? Concert? Console?
No, what?
No way. That prints oil money. Oh, no.
SNK, one of Anthony's favorite developers.
Oh, how'd I miss the story?
Is making a new video game console.
So, the last time they said this shit, they released the Neo Geo arcade stick. Oh. And it had a bunch of shit, like... games built into it.
Yes.
But this is a console-ass console.
Yeah.
Bro, this isn't Nihon. I cannot. SNK kara atarashi na game. I don't know what those kanji are. That's too much.
All right. So, Google Translate to the rescue.
Game fu.
Let's see what happens. Is it not copy?
I guess not. A new game console will be released from SNK. Stay tuned for new products that meet the enthusiasm of game fans.
And the needs of console games.
I'm sure that meant gamers. But yeah. Dude, I didn't realize SNK wanted to go out of business twice. Shit. That's wild. That's crazy.
This one rolled by my feet. I'm like, no.
There's no. Nani, the fuck are you doing, SNK?
So, yeah, I read that, thought, okay, that'd be fun.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What could it be?
What do you mean,
What could it be? They don't have the advantage of having just arcade boards on carts anymore.
So?
Like, what could it be?
It's okay.
What if it's not console, it's consoles?
Oh my god.
And they just start releasing, like, you know, the 1UP cabinets? But it's the SNK branded.
Oh, maybe. I mean, it could be. I'd be disappointed, but...
I don't know if it's a console, then.
Sure.
Console game, you know.
But yeah, so that's something to think about. SNK Japan.
What are you doing? You don't want to go back to pachinko days. All right, that shit's dark times.
But they made their money. They're like, we gotta experiment.
Yo, we sold 2 copies of Samurai Showdown to this kid in Canada.
Yeah, I mean, jeez. Damn. They're making a console.
I'm so worried.
They make it a console.
I'm so worried.
Don't be.
As the video game expert of 2020, yeah. I think this is a bad move. I mean, feel like this is a bad move. I think they're riding high off that Saudi oil prince money. Mm.
So, I guess my other pick that I want to talk about before we move on
to our
weeks is, have you been hearing all the outcry over Cyberpunk 2077?
That it's a glitchy mess?
No, that they hid what the console version looks like.
Yeah, but the developers do this for PC ports all the fucking time.
I hear your argument, but have you seen the PlayStation?
Oh, it looks like dog shit. It's awesome. It looks like, so fucking bad.
Like, if you only have a base PS4 or a base Xbox One, good luck.
It looks like good ass. Luck.
Even the PS4 Pro and the Xbox One X, like, they do look... better.
They look okay.
But they got, like, nothing.
When you see the fully specced PC...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, even if you see them running on PS5 and Xbox Series...
Yeah.
They look significantly better, but they're still not the PC version.
Dude, yeah, console gamers, I'm fucking sorry.
I know usually this is the other way around.
Yeah.
But get fucked, dudes.
So, like, the only reason, like, I think it's a bit of a shitty move is because...
I think the base PS4 shit is shitty.
Yeah, like, the other ones are fine.
Yeah.
They're what I would have expected.
Yeah, there are people I know who are complaining about, like, they're on pros and they're complaining. And it's like, shut the fuck up.
I think it's fine.
Yeah.
It runs at 30, it does...
It does basically what you need it to do.
Yeah, what you expect as a base console gamer.
Base PS4 got fucked.
Yes, they did get fucked. And the only reason I'm really, like, it bugs me is because... This game has been in development for so long, right?
8 years.
But like, the thing is...
I was 22 when this game was announced.
Yeah, and ever since then, their marketing has always been like, this is... Like, yes, we know it's for...
We are CD Projekt Red. Yeah. We put The Witcher on everything.
Yeah, but
we
like... can do this. But let's be real. Like, The Witcher sold the most on console.
Yeah.
Right? And like, the biggest target audience for this game is, like it or not, a console.
Yep.
And it's most likely the base consoles.
Most likely.
So... It's just, it sucks that like, that's what happened.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I think, looks like I got to hold off on this game.
For when you buy your PC, baby.
We'll talk about that in 2021.
All right.
All right. It's too early to drop them bombs.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah. I got a source of graphics card.
I know a guy.
No. Yeah. A guy?
You might have to do some favors.
Oh,
but,
shit.
Yeah.
Can't they just pay him some money?
That's... He doesn't take money.
Oh, fuck.
Let's just say this.
Oh, no.
He doesn't take monetary value.
Okay. He takes dick.
More like you're taking it. But you get a 3090 at the end of it.
Oh, shit. That's it?
That's it.
Oh, I guess that's so bad.
Just a week.
Not so bad.
Just a week of your life.
Oh, God. A week? It's not a single session?
Just a week of your life.
God damn. Okay, cool. Yeah, that's all the picks. There you go. I think it's big news week. It's exciting to have
news. There's a lot of stuff happening, except for that Star Wars shit. That was boring.
Yes, but now that we've had all this news, now no, we're not going to have any more news.
For the rest of the year.
Yeah. Might not even have news till the end of January.
We'll see. Yeah. We'll see how it goes. Mm-hmm. We'll see how fast I get this vaccination.
Oh, God. Okay. Yes.
I guess that's news. Vaccinations, baby.
I mean, they're out.
Yeah. Public vaccinations are going off in America. Canada bought, like, quadruple the amount of vaccinations... of their population.
Yeah.
And then they're donating it to third world countries extras.
Yeah, but you've heard the timelines, right?
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't be until the fall before.
I was hearing, like, summer.
I was hearing summer for, like, 60%, but if you want, like, full.
Oh, I don't think we're getting rid of, like, mass and social distancing until, like, 2022.
Oh, for sure. Which is a bummer.
But I can go do stuff. Things can be open.
I guess.
I can have my ID card stamped with, I got vaccinated, bitch. And now I'm better than people who didn't get vaccinated. So give me special treatment.
Gross. All right. Yeah.
So, I can go to restaurants again.
So it looks like there's light at the end of this.
Dark, bleak void.
Yeah. I can't believe it's going to be almost a year.
It's going to. What are you talking about? It's going to be a year.
No, but.
When did we go into lockdown? April?
March?
We're going to get to March, baby.
I know. I can't believe that.
That's going to be a year.
That's so wild.
A year gone. Stolen from you.
I don't know if it was stolen.
It was stolen.
I mean, I did stuff.
Because, you know, the plandemic.
My God.
You think this was real?
Are you saying this is all in my head?
Do you know anybody who got COVID? Do you personally know anybody who got COVID?
No.
So that's what I'm saying, man.
Yes.
How is it that, like, I don't know anybody and you don't know anybody? TJ doesn't know anybody.
Okay. So what you're saying is I got to get you to get COVID.
I guess.
No problem.
I've been trying hard. Never got it once. Damn,
you've been trying?
I've been trying. Haven't got it once.
All right, I'll get you it. Don't worry. Christmas is coming up.
Christmas is coming up. Open this box with this dust in it. Open this anthrax letter.
Take a deep breath.
Remember anthrax?
Yeah, remember that. Get you some cologne.
Coughing it.
Yeah. All right, let's go into our weeks. What did you do?
I studied for my fucking exams, buddy.
I know you did something else.
What'd I do?
I know you did. I see the way you guys talk on Discord.
Yeah,
you guys talk about that shit like it's fucking cocaine.
It's crack cocaine. Hit me with
you always want to do a quick one.
Yo, one. No, you want to hit a quickie.
Yo, when are we doing it tonight?
Yo, just a couple.
When are we getting together?
Just a couple. Just two matches, dog. Just two. So yeah, I finished my exams.
Yeah.
I am free.
Yeah.
But I am not free from the crack cocaine.
You are not free.
That is the League of Legends.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you of two matches. Maybe three, all right?
Oh, God.
We're playing, me and Jake.
Yeah.
We're playing Wombo Combo.
Okay.
Blaven picked up Thresh.
Yeah.
The most OP support in the game. All you need to know is that his ultimate puts up a box around him with walls. And if you walk through the wall, you take damage and you get hella slowed.
Okay.
All right. Jake's character, Malphite.
Okay.
His ultimate, he just dashes to an area. And if you're in that area, you get popped up.
Oh.
It's just, I am the Hulk. Oh,
okay.
Vi, her ultimate is that she locks on to one person. As soon as you're locked on, cannot be stopped. Just dashes towards you, uppercuts you in the air, and then punches you into the ground. Single target lockdown.
Okay.
The Wombo Combo, baby. Jake dives in. Boom! Yeah. Four person all. I dive in. Knock down their damage. Blaven comes in with the box so they can't leave afterwards. It was awesome. And it was only awesome because we got four Cloud Drakes. All right?
Okay.
And a Cloud Drake that gives you the passive of 10 ability haste on your ultimate.
Yeah.
My ultimate had a 17-second cooldown.
What's the normal?
Like 40 to a minute.
Oh, wow.
So in a team fight, we would shoot off multiple alts.
Yes, yes, yes.
And it was great. It was fantastic.
Okay.
The other one.
Hold on.
All right.
Because I'm going to listen back to this.
Yeah.
And that past 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Sounded like complete fucking nonsense to me.
It was.
Like,
that's why you need to play League of Legends. So,
for the audience, I just want to be sympathetic with the audience. Like, yeah. I'm with you guys. I have no fucking clue what he's talking about.
No, they play. They know. No. They dip their toes.
Oh, God. Okay.
They know.
Still with the second match.
Second one, Jungle Karthus, baby. All you need to know, Karthus ultimate.
Yeah.
I press R and I channel for 3 seconds and then I just do damage to every enemy wherever they are.
On the map?
On the map. Global.
What?
That's it. Also, I can cast it when I'm dead.
What?
So when I die, I'm still alive as a ghost for 8 seconds.
What?
And I could just use the ult.
How is this character not broken?
Oh, what? He's great. So, it was the end of the match.
Yeah.
We got the Elder Dragon.
Okay.
And the Elder Dragon has a special effect where if you do damage to an opponent and they get under 20% health, the Elder Dragon is summoned, shoots them for 100% of their max health as true damage.
Okay.
So it's just an execute. They only get to work with 80% of their life bar.
Oh.
Right? So, end of the match, I'm fully decked, 6-item Karthus.
Yeah.
I press R, just for funsies, triple kill.
Whoa.
I looked at it afterwards, it was full to dead on 3 people on their team.
Whoa.
Because they did not buy magic resist.
Oh, damn.
And then I was like, oh, okay, I guess we just win now.
Wow.
Oh, the highs are so high. And then the third game, we were losing.
Yeah.
We were losing the whole game. I looked at the stats afterwards. There was not a single point in the game where we had more gold than the enemy team.
Yeah.
But we demoralized them so hard with the team fights and Jake's fucking chirping that they just surrendered.
So you're just being a bully.
Jake chirped them so hard. That they started doing infighting, and then they surrendered.
Well, I guess there's one way to win a war.
And we looked at the stats after, like, we asked them, like, dude, why did you surrender? You were winning. And then everyone's like, oh, fuck this guy, fuck this lane. I hate this. League of Legends, baby.
Wow.
What a video game. Mm. What a video game.
Okay.
And I guess the other thing I was doing is in Yakuza Like a Dragon, I decided to take a break from the story, and I just went on a side quest spree.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of good side quests, a lot of stuff, but the biggest thing, it's a JRPG. You know what the biggest thing is for side missions? It's that crafting, baby.
God.
It's that crafting. So I maxed out my craft center, level 4. She can make all the shit as long as I have the stuff.
Yep.
The goods.
The goods.
I got an item called, I think it was called Nameless Katana. Or like Tarnished Katana. So, sounded bad.
Is this going to become the Hattori Hanzo?
Bro. In pure JRPG fact, I got that sword and immediately I was like, I bet if I upgrade this, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
And I upgraded it.
Yeah.
And apparently it's the best sword in the game.
Of course. Of course.
So yeah, I have the Dark Muramasa.
Oh my goodness.
I think the flavor text is like, this sword can make an, can allow an amateur swordsman defeat a master.
If only the weapons could just really make you better.
Yeah.
Right?
I think the one effect on it is fucking broken though, where it's, if it has a chance of putting bleeding status on your opponent,
okay,
it cannot be healed.
Oh, the bleeding cannot be healed.
The bleeding cannot be healed. So if you get bleeding status on an enemy, it's just on them for the rest of the match.
I guess that makes sense. It cuts so deep.
It cuts so deep. It cuts into your soul, to your emotions.
Damn.
Wow. Yeah, I got a fucking baseball bat that is not only barbed wired, but also electrified.
Electrify my love.
Yeah, and then I crafted too hard. I'm going through the story now again.
You're so OP.
I'm so powerful.
Okay.
I got this one guy's doing 1,000 damage per hit. It's so good.
Mm.
I definitely overtuned, but it's good.
Cool.
It's still Yakuza. It's JRPG. What's my lineup right now? My main guy, Ichiban, he's using the hero class. I have an enforcer, an idol. The idol does like group debuffs, team buffs, and healing and stuff. And then what's my third one? Oh, a bodyguard. And bodyguard is just, I have a katana. I'm gonna punch you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just gonna do the deeps. So yeah, it's pretty good. I unlocked way too many party members. They're all pretty cool and have their own unique jobs and stuff, but I only have 4 slots.
It's a party of 4?
Yeah. So that kind of sucks.
Sounds like Chrono Cross.
It's not that bad. It's not Chrono Cross bad. I don't have 50 characters.
Okay.
And the lowly girl is the best tank for some reason.
Well, obviously.
Well, the doy. Duh.
When is she not?
Yeah. So I'm going to try and get through that. Or what I was going to do is, because I heard Jedi is shorter than a multi-hour JRPG, I was thinking of just like mowing through Jedi next week.
What was the other one you're going to play?
Yakuza? Finish Yakuza.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was either finish Yakuza, finish Dragon Quest 11.
Oh, yeah.
Or, man, yeah. Or
that one will take you about a year.
Yeah, it's going to take me about a couple more years.
Okay.
Or finish Jedi.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I have a couple other things in my backlog that I had started and didn't finish. Yeah. Like, what was it 428 Shibuya Scramble, that visual novel?
Yeah.
Stuff like that. I'm thinking about stuff. I don't know. I got a kimchi recipe on the ready.
Yeah.
I'm going to go buy some hot pepper flakes. Maybe I'll make that.
Okay.
See about streaming it.
Wow.
I tested out the webcams on my laptop. I can dual camera.
Whoa.
So I can get that top-down bowl view.
You're a big boy now.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I just... A lot of possibilities opened up, and now I don't know what to do.
That's usually what happens.
Yeah. You're like, I'm free to do... I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, you're going to sit there and be like, I'm not going to do any of it.
What if I just played League?
That's probably what's gonna happen.
Yeah. What if I didn't make dumplings? What if I just played League?
Okay. Cool.
Nice.
Those are
That's it. I'll have a more productive week next week.
Will you?
We'll see. We'll see how much League I play. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
I don't know.
We'll see how much League you play.
God damn it.
That's gonna be your whole holiday
break. Oh, it's just League.
You know what
it's
is.
It's just me losing in League. Yeah. Oh God.
Yeah. Let's see. For me,
I got a leak. Sorry.
What?
The first game I played after finishing my exam, I went into a ranked game. The jungle died to neutral monsters, like the easy fodder you're supposed to kill to level up, and then AFK'd for the rest of the game.
Ugh.
League of Legends, baby. What a video game. High highs, low lows.
That sounds great. That sounds great. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a gamble. Every time you go in, you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, but that's it. That's it.
Why need randomized AI when you have people?
When you have randomized people?
Cool. All right, for my week, let's see. Overwatch's Winter Wonderland event started. So I'm playing Overwatch again. Gross. That is.
That means I need to stop playing League.
I'm not playing it during the same hours you're playing.
Oh, okay. League. All right. Yeah.
So yeah, I've been playing that between meetings, and that's been good.
Between meetings? Yo, that's time theft, homie.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
They can't prove it.
Yeah, it's been good. And then, Overwatch is Overwatch. Mm-hmm. I beat 13 Sentinels, Aegis Rim.
Yeah.
That game's good.
It's dope.
It's a dope story. Mm-hmm. The way it ends is pretty cool.
Is it Contender? Is it a Contender for Game of the Year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I said the fighting, the missions are easy. Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Except for the final battle.
Oh, I hate that shit. That was like when you're playing, what's it called? World Ends With You. And then the final boss battle is just like, fuck you, bitch.
Oh, yeah, that one was hard.
That final boss battle is so hard.
It took me forever.
Yeah.
I had to like cheese it or something. Yeah. But yeah, it doesn't get that hard, but it is definitely where like I had to break a sweat. I'm like, oh shit, people are dying. Mm-hmm. But then I remembered, oh wait, it's the final battle. I don't care. I'm not, like, they don't rank the final battle. It's over.
Yeah, it's done.
So who cares? Just go in. So I hit retry and I just went like balls to the wall. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, okay, done.
It worked.
Yeah. All like right. Everyone's dead, but whatever.
I did it.
End of the game. Yeah. Aegis Rim, 13 Sentinels. Great visual novel. Like, wow. Mm-hmm. What a story. So, so good. And then I started that anime that Brian Mack recommended last week.
Ooh.
Capeta.
All right.
I was only able to watch the first episode. I kind of got...
Oh, you motherfucker.
I know I said three, so I'll continue on. But I only watched the first episode, and I got to say, I should have watched three before I talk about it.
All right.
Because the first...
Give me some inkling. Like, how you feeling? What's the...
So, it's the story about this kid, okay?
Yeah.
He's like 8 or 10.
All right.
I don't know. But
and he sees an F1 car on this TV screen in Shibuya, and he's like, oh my God.
Sure. And his dad gives him a Lego F1 car.
Okay.
And like half the anime is him going,
just being obsessed with the car.
Yeah. Okay. Now, this anime clearly has no licensing. Like, they cannot license real cars.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean they can't use the actual models.
They just can't put the brand on it?
Yeah.
That's great.
So the first car he sees is a Nissan Skyline. And it's like,
God damn it. I think you should have watched more episodes. I think you should have watched more episodes.
Because the whole setup for this is this kid's amazing at everything. Like, his mom unfortunately died when he was young, mm-hmm. and his dad's always away working. His dad's in construction, so he's always like paving roads and shit. And so he's at home and he cooks, he cleans, he's good at whatever. Sports and academics, but he doesn't try because his problem is he's always bored.
Lazy genius.
Yeah, and he's like, he's just not motivated because, and this is where I couldn't connect with it. His issue.
Because you're not smart?
No.
Oh! Wow.
No, his issue is like, the first episode they have a school sports meet.
Okay.
Like a competition, and he can clearly win it.
Yeah.
But then the guy he's racing against, like running, mm-hmm. to run, it's a foot race. The kid who's racing against him, his dad is like, you could do it, boy. And our main character looks over and like, his dad's not there. Because mm-hmm. like, his dad's always working. And he's like, well, if no one's here to watch me, what's the point?
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's your motivation? It's so that someone can see you be how awesome you are. And I'm like,
yeah.
And like, I couldn't click with it. I'm like, that's the fucking motivation here?
What's the point of doing good if you're not rewarded?
Yeah. Like, what? It's not for yourself. It's because my daddy won't be here to watch me win.
He's got daddy issues.
I'm like, oh, fuck this show.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
but no. Like, I have a feeling, though, it will be good because meanwhile, the dad's over there. And the thing, what he's doing is, I said he paved roads or whatever. Mm-hmm. Turns out he made a racetrack. And then he sees a whole bunch of carts. Like,
okay.
Racing carts, and so his whole thing is, I'm gonna get my son a cart, and that's where the episode ends. Mm-hmm. It seems cool. It's from 2005, I think, this anime, so it's in 4x3, and my god, what a trip going back to 4x3 with fan subs.
It looks good, eh? Whew. Looks hard subbed.
Their hearts up, ooh, my friend. Ooh,
baby.
And they are Whatever Whatever proudly presents.
Oh, yes. The best.
Yeah, and I'm just like, Jesus, what a trip.
Fan sub communities are
so
awesome.
So this is around the same time that I think Initial D fourth stage was airing. So it's about that kind of quality. Like, some of the racing is 3D. Most of the anime is still hand-drawn. But it's at that point still where, I guess, hand-drawn animation is still pretty detailed. Like, how you'd find in the 90s, not like now. So it's cool.
Not like now.
Garbage. I think modern anime looks great, but there's definitely not as much frames or fidelity.
Yeah, they definitely had more budget in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, not that. They definitely worked people harder.
Yeah, I guess.
One of the two. But it's cool. The intro, I think, is hilarious because it's basically the end game. Like, its goal is Formula One.
Yeah.
And it's basically the main character in, again, I said this aired around 2005.
Yeah.
2005, if you remember, is Michael Schumacher after he won 7 world titles and he was, like, the greatest.
Oh, yeah.
So the title screen is this kid in Schumacher's Ferrari from 2004.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a red Ferrari F1. It's exactly that model.
Okay.
It doesn't have the cigarette sponsorships for Marlboro. It has some sort of, like, other one on it.
It doesn't say West on the side of it or whatever?
That's McLaren.
That's McLaren, sorry.
But this is Ferrari. Ferrari, I think, at the time is Vodafone. But it's essentially that car, and I just think it's cute that it's like, aw, some Japanese kid thinks he can be some Formula One champ. Because that's what I was thinking. Because unfortunately, the sad part is, as great as the Japanese are at, like, making cars, they have never produced a really significantly great driver.
Which I think is really weird. Because, like, Japanese cars are really good.
They can build the car, but they can never... They've never produced a driver who's like...
Listen, I don't want to get racist, bro. Like, Japanese people are small. Like, they can make that shit aerodynamic.
So actually, speaking of Formula One, I've been watching Formula Two. Yeah. And my favorite driver from the season is this Japanese kid.
Yeah.
He drives for Red Bull. His name is Yuki Tsunoda. And he just got the seat.
The lead singer from Linkin Park?
sure. He just got the seat for the Red Bull Junior team. And I'm super excited to see what he can do.
Oh my god, I know why that...
No, I know. It's porn.
It's porn. I was like, that name sounds familiar. But no, the sounds are familiar because it's the Jav actress.
Oh my God. But anyways, I was going to say, your topic of Japanese people are small. So I was showing TJ a picture of him. I'm like, yo, you know when you look at pictures of people, they look normal size?
Yeah.
This man looks small.
In normal? When he's by himself?
Yeah, in the picture, yeah.
Damn.
He's 20. He's 5'2".
Good for him.
5'2".
He was born for this.
And I'm just like, damn, you are going to be the lightest Formula One driver around. Yeah. Like, people are going to love working with you.
How come I can't get these times? Because you're too fat, bitch.
Yeah, maybe basically.
Cut off your legs.
Yeah, like, that's one of the times where it's like, yeah, being small is only to your advantage.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but that's the long tangent off of this show, but I'm going to watch more episodes. I meant to watch more, but I ran out of time. So, I didn't run out of time.
You're too busy working on those baller ass spreadsheets.
I was, but I was actually playing. I was trying to mow through The Last of Us 2. I've played 2 sessions.
All right. Do you want to wait, or do you want to talk about it now?
I can talk about it now. All right. 17 hours in.
Oh, you're very far in.
You're
into the other arc, I would
assume. I am in day 2 of the other arc.
Okay. All
right. So, like, I'm pretty sure I only have 1 day left.
You're deep.
Yeah.
You're deep
in
there.
I'm almost there. If I didn't take a nap today, I probably could have. No, I couldn't.
No, you couldn't.
No, but I could have tried.
You would have attempted.
Yeah, I would have tried. If I just didn't sleep.
Oops. So, what do you think about 2020's Game of the Year, Vince?
So, I guess, I was like, oh yeah, it's more The Last of Us.
It is definitely more of The Last of Us.
Like, I don't think I was expecting it to be, like, super revolutionary. I just thought it would be a continuation of the story, and it is. I just don't care. I guess the first one was cool because it's like, oh yeah, we have this end game, like we have a definitive endpoint.
Yep.
That we're trying to get to. And this game is I guess, slight spoilers, at its core it's a revenge story.
Yes.
And
revenge is bad, TM.
Yeah. And that's really it.
But it won best narrative.
Yeah.
Best story.
So I can't comment on that because I don't know what the end
You're
is.
You're not.
You're right.
All
right. I can't
comment. I won't say anything.
I can't comment.
Okay.
Gameplay-wise and combat-wise, I thought that the first like opening hours, I was really into it.
Yeah.
Cause like, oh man, it just feels wrong to kill people.
It looks good.
And it looks good. It sounds good.
Yo, I shot that guy and then the girl was like, Terry. And you're like, no, fuck, yeah, God, kill Terry. Shit.
Yeah, man. It was great. Set people on fire. You can kill dogs. Amazing.
Hell yeah. That's what all I want to do is kill dogs.
I just love shooting dogs in the face.
Yeah, 100%.
That's what this game has taught me.
Listen, all I want to do in real life is kill dogs. This game let me fulfill those fantasies.
Man, you can take a shiv to a dog?
Hell like, yeah.
What the hell?
Shotgun to the dog?
Jeez.
You can eat the dog. I can't eat the dog.
No, you can't.
But not
you
yet.
Should be able to. That should be an update. Yeah, but yeah, it looks good. But then, like, for every great thing about it that I want to say, there's always, like, a counterpoint that's like, yeah, but whatever.
What? Oh, I love that we're on point. We're on the same track here. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, so, graphically, the game looks beautiful.
It's gorgeous. Holy fuck. How did they get this level of fidelity on a 7-year-old console?
But it all looks the same.
Hell yeah.
And it doesn't matter.
Dark, baby.
Like, it's, it doesn't, like.
Check out this grass.
Like, I like, there's moments in this game where I'm like, oh, this is a AAA game because people spent time modeling things that you're never going to see.
Yeah.
Like, they modeled out whole parts to areas where you're like, no one's going to see that, but they made it just in case.
I only went here because there's probably a scavenger, like, bolt over
and
here.
And to be honest, there isn't.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, like, but it's because, but it's like, yeah, it looks beautiful, but it all looks the same.
Yeah.
Like, every building you go to, it's all the same.
Overly grown grass.
It's all the same.
A derelict building.
Sometimes the sun's out. Sometimes it's raining.
Sometimes.
It's all
the same. But it's always overcast.
Yes, it's always overcast. I'm like, God, this game is so boring. It's so drab.
And I totally understand that they're doing that because of the story.
Yeah, like, that's the narrative. And, like, so that's why I'm like, yeah, but I guess that's the tone and that's the setting they're going for.
But, like, The Last of Us 1 was able to have that dark, dreary tone without doing that. Yeah. Like, you remember going into Bill's Town where it was always golden hour and it was, like, super beautiful and shit like that. But it was still like, hey, Bill's whole story is, if you haven't played The Last of Us 1, it's old. Just play it. Bill's whole story is that his boyfriend ran away and you find his fucking, he hung himself in the house.
Yeah.
Like, that's bleak as fuck. And you didn't need this overcast sky to be like, hey guys, remember, this is a serious story.
Yeah.
Don't. Revenge is bad.
Yeah. And then as for the gameplay and things feeling great, it does feel great. But again, it's just like, do I need this much combat? And like, do I need this much meandering? Because the gameplay loop is spend hours scavenging.
Yeah.
And then you have a 20-minute combat sequence. And then you have our scavenging.
There was a video I watched. It was by Nikki Jakey.
Yeah.
And he talked about how he loved the combat.
Yeah.
Right? I think the combat, out of a 20-hour game, to beat all the combat scenarios in a row, because you're allowed to do that, like they have a setting after the game.
Oh, okay.
On, I think it was hard or medium or regular. Yeah. It took him like 5 hours. 4 or 5 hours.
For just the combat?
So there's not that much combat in the game.
I mean, I guess, yeah. But yeah, like, and like, I'm at the point where I quickly got to the point where the scavenging, like, I stopped appreciating what the game looked like.
Pro tip for that, there's an accessibility option if you went to the accessibility
menu. Oh, it just shows you?
No, it says auto pickup.
Oh.
So you don't have to keep mashing triangle to pick everything up. You just walk by it and it'll pick it up for you.
Okay, that actually sounds really good.
It's super good. I regret not doing it because I didn't know it existed until I beat it.
Okay, yeah, but like, yeah, that's the point. Like, between everything looking the same and like so much of it just being meaningless scavenging, I stopped caring about like actually doing that.
Yeah.
And so towards the end of the first arc, I just ran through things. Like, I went into missions empty-handed.
You're like, because like that's the thing too, like the way they set up all their combat encounters is that you kind of want to kill enough people. It doesn't have to be everybody.
Yeah.
You want to kill enough people so that you can do the part where you hold triangle at a door.
Yeah.
So you can escape the combat scenario.
Yes.
But if you could just run through it
and
chance it, like I guess sometimes you can.
So that's what I did, and then I got to a cutscene. I'm like, oh,
perf.
Great. Yeah. Yeah, and then, you know, I guess it goes into the second half, and, like, immediately from the second half, I'm like, oh, I get it. opinion and perspective. Yeah. You're going to show me the quote-unquote other view.
Yo, he saves zebras.
And clearly, they are equally as sympathetic. You should be equally as sympathetic. And you're going to give me a journey which will make me fall in love with this person equally as much.
No.
And I'm just like, I don't know, fuck, man. I get it. I get what you're trying to do. I will buy into it. Does that mean the game has to be basically even longer because of it? Because I don't know about you or like the audience, but the more time I spend with the character just fighting, that doesn't make me attached to them.
More, no, right? Not at all.
So I'm just like,
especially when they make her out to be the Hulk. Like her whole her special power is that once you execute somebody, everyone else you punch is auto-execute for a certain amount of time. And it's like, oh, cool. I'm totally sympathizing with this absolute mad lad. Like, yeah, I'm just what? Like,
yeah, and like, it's just, yeah, a lot of it I just...
Did you get to the kids portion?
I do. I have to go back to get the kids now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't help that much.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And I'm just like, yeah, I just... I get it. Like, halfway through the game when you get to the Switch... I'm like, oh, shit, I have to play another 10 hours before I actually get to see how this is resolved.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, fuck me. F me. So
yeah, it's like, it's a video game.
It's one hell... Yeah, and I think that's the problem. This game didn't... The fact that it is a video game and it's trying to be a great video game is its biggest problem, I think. Because there's clearly two people here. There's the guy who's writing the story and the guy who's making the game, and they both want it to be the best.
Yeah.
But inevitably, you can't have that. Because, I don't know. The best stories in video games are the ones generally don't have the best gameplay.
The Last of Us 1.
Or vice versa. The best gameplays have zero story.
Devil May Cry 5.
Sure. Yeah. So, it's just hard to put them together and have them both be meaningful. And I think they just went too far in both directions.
I think it's hard to be meaningful, especially in this type of story.
Yeah.
Because, as I mentioned before, the combat in this game, hella good. So fun, but murder is bad, Vince. So it's really hard for me to like super give a shit about the guy who, or the girl who yelled, Terry, no, you killed him. When, you know, I just like, dude, I really loved blowing up your boyfriend into a paste. Like, it was so fun. Like, it was so sick how I set up this whole event. Like, I put a bunch of landmines here. Oh, chef's kiss to that, the murder of your boyfriend.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's about right. That's about right.
It's hard. It's hard to give a shit.
Yeah, and I think, like, I guess that's why I enjoyed, like, the developer's other game, Uncharted, more. Because, like, that game was just a bit more down-to-earth. Not down-to-earth, but just more relaxed in its tone.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, you're Indiana Jones, and yeah, you're murdering fools, but it was never, like, at the same time trying to signal a message to me.
Yeah. The weakest part
of
Uncharted was when, was it 2 or 3? When they tried to be like, you killed so many people to get here. I don't give a shit. I'm here for the treasure.
Yeah, man. Give me the shiny.
Yeah, I'm here to find the precursor orb that's hidden.
Yeah. So, yeah, like, I don't deny that this is a great game. Or, like, a game I think people will...
I would deny that.
I don't think it's bad.
No, it's good.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's great.
I think when people say like it's their favorite, I think I understand why. But they are also the type of people who are looking for more from their video game,
I guess. And I don't know. I wouldn't, but the thing is like, I don't know if looking for more means like if those people I think are finding something or something doesn't exist.
Yeah, I guess it's all up for interpretation and how much you want it to seep into your opinion.
Yeah, 100%.
And I guess for me and you, it just doesn't.
It just doesn't.
So, yeah, I'm almost done. I'm going to get through it. To be honest, like, I just want to finish this because there's another game I picked up that I really want to play.
Devil May Cry 5.
Nah. I finally looked it up. Like, I was like, shit, I need to play this one instead.
Ghosts.
No, buddy.
What?
The Outer Worlds.
Oh, last year's critic darling.
I had no idea what it was. Yeah. I just heard it was an RPG. But when...
It's Fallout.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. It's almost Fallout.
Yeah, okay.
It's almost Fallout. When I saw that it was Firefly meets Fallout, I was like, oh, fuck. Yeah. How can I miss this? How did I skip this? How could I have skipped this game?
You know what apparently is a better version of that game?
What?
Cyberpunk 2077.
Apparently, yeah. But no, I heard it was Fallout meets Firefly meets Mass Effect because you have like the companions.
Okay.
With their quest lines and stuff. And I'm like, fuck.
I need that.
Yeah, so I bought it. It's on sale, man. Video games a year later, dude. $20.
Retail sale. Can't beat it. Can't beat it.
Damn.
The digital future is garbage. I think
the DLC is worth more than the game now.
Probably.
Yeah. So yeah, that was my week. So yeah, hopefully I'll finish The Last of Us by next week. We'll have our talk on Game of the Year, and then we'll go from there.
All right.
Yeah, and I think that's it for this week.
Yeah. I just saw a news story that came out today, I think.
Okay.
But I didn't put it in the pick, so spoilers for next week.
Yeah.
Twitch bans the word simp.
Oh!
That's it. That's all I got to say. You got to tune in next week to figure out the rest of the story.
Pokemon! See you next week, kids.
See ya.